back bans, a record enrollment surge, and an honest look at the Padres' $3.9 billion honeymoon. San Diego Unified's technology restrictions have now been in effect for 3 weeks. The policy, approved 5-0 by the board, blocks YouTube by default on district-issued Chromebooks unless a teacher explicitly enables it, bans non-instructional gaming entirely, and removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms. It applies to more than 100,000 students across 175 schools, with an early assessment scheduled by the board for January 2027. The restrictions arrive during a period of measurable institutional momentum. The district's summer enrollment campaign brought in 3,033 new students, more than double its annual recruitment target of 1,309. More than 71% of 2026 graduates were deemed college or career ready. The Teach Lead program expanded this summer to 400 high school students across 20 schools, up from 22 students at two schools when it launched in 2021, paying participants to work as assistant teachers in elementary classrooms while earning elective credit. San Diego State University separately reported more than 124,000 applications for the incoming cycle, a new record for the university. The What If We're Wrong segment this week trains its lens on the Padres' sale. The celebratory narrative is well-founded. New owners with significant capital, a franchise record sale price creating enormous financial investment, and a team in playoff contention. But the record purchase price also creates pressure. How a group that paid $3.9 billion generates returns points directly to ticket prices, ballpark revenue, and media rights, areas where San Diego fans have already absorbed steady cost increases in recent years. Stadium negotiations add another variable. The Padres have held ongoing discussions about Petco Park improvements and long-term planning. New ownership may arrive with different priorities or negotiating positions than the Sadler family held. Petco Park sits on city land, giving San Diego real leverage, but new owners tend to reset those dynamics. The team's on-field position, third NL wildcard spot, two games ahead of Arizona, is also precarious rather than commanding. Concrete indicators to watch: whether new ownership reopens stadium negotiations with the city before year's end, and what the 2027 ticket pricing announcement in November reveals about how aggressively ownership is working to service its acquisition cost.